Thank you. Good afternoon. And this is a topic about using the same method that Jim was just describing, using aggregate pull methods for describing depression in Denver. So depression is pretty common, 21% lifetime prevalence, associated with many chronic diseases. It's going to be the second leading cause of disability. There's some recommendations about interventions being merging clinical and community-based services, tailored to individuals and communities. But most importantly, this talk is about public health monitoring system that could efficiently track this and understand whether there's been any impact of interventions. So as Jim said, there's very little sub-county level depression information available. You could use BRFSS. In Colorado, we have these rates. Denver is a little bit lower, about 168 per 1,000. But the EHR, as Jim mentioned, is an opportunity for more detailed analysis. You can use GIS. So what I'm going to describe is how we use the EHR to set up some depression prevalence estimates and the variation across the city, and compare that to these numbers that I just gave you as standard surveys, identify some biases and methods to adjust that. Took data from two large systems from 2011-2012, combined all the data using this aggregate approach, patients over 18 years of age, extracted, geocoded them, had these depression diagnoses, ICD-9 codes, used the American Community Survey as a denominator. We calculate coverage rates, census tract specific crude depression prevalence rates, and then do a little adjustment for age and race. So here's a table that summarizes our results. You can see that we had about 36% coverage in the third column over, and that resulted in a rate of about 127 per 1,000 for depression rate. You can see large disparities. Men have much lower depression observations in this data set compared to women, almost half. There are disparities as well. Whites much higher than Asian and Pacific Islanders, with blacks, Hispanics, and American Indians being in the middle there. So you can see this variation across races. And you can see also the penetration rates, the coverage rates, that are different a little bit between the various groups. Here's a map of depression by census tract in Denver, something that if I just took the BRFSS data, everything would have been the very darkest color. So this has allowed us now to look at variation across the city. But I'm going to put up here, these are the areas I consider socioeconomically challenged. These are the areas with lower SES. And you can see, unlike any other map we've done for BMI, for tobacco use, for cardiovascular disease, for diabetes, there's a predominance of disease in the socioeconomically stressed areas. But in this one here, this is not true. So there's not an association with SES. That's an interesting thing that we found in this particular analysis. We also saw that the lowest rates were observed in young people, lower rates, and much higher rates among people greater than 75. But the most interesting finding, and I don't think it's that unusual or unexpected, but that among homeless individuals, the rate was almost 3/4 of the people were depressed. Of course, you know, if you didn't have a house, you would be depressed as well. And the rates, when they were adjusted for age and race, were about 138, slightly higher, a little bit less than the BRFSS, which is a method that says, did a doctor ever tell you that you had depression in the BRFSS? So we have slightly lower rates observed in this method using EHR. There are some limitations here. Depressed people obviously might have, I think they most, of them, as I mentioned earlier, have more comorbid conditions, visit healthcare providers more frequently. There might be a selection bias there. The SES challenged patients are less likely to visit the healthcare provider in general and less likely to do so for depression. There might be a detection bias there. These homeless individuals with the highest depression rates were unable to represent on that map. There's no place to put a homeless person on a map. That's a reporting bias. And finally, patients were not unduplicated between the two systems. They may have been counted twice. And that might be an analytic bias. So the implications are the EHR data allowed us to do sub-county analysis and assessment of depression prevalence rates. The depression prevalence rates varied, as you could see, by census tract, gender, and age. and was not associated with socioeconomic deprivation. Homeless individuals had the highest rates, but by definition were excluded from geographic analysis. We need to engage communities on how to interpret these data. We need their feedback on how to understand this and what would make them want to do something with these data about depression. And this allows public health communities and agencies a method to assess and inform multi-sector interventions. We're expanding this, including more data partners, adding behavioral health partners, capturing community feedback. As I mentioned, we want to engage them. We want to develop methods to unduplicate the individuals across these institutions with health information exchange, and then expand the number of jurisdictions included so they can access their data beyond just Denver. Just acknowledge my colleagues, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you.